This is St. Louis Public Radio. One of the top priorities for Governor Eric Greitens and Republican leaders in the Missouri legislature is banning lobbyists from giving elected officials gifts. But despite Republicans' wishes, there's been no movement since January, when the House passed a bill and a Senate committee held a hearing. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin provides an update on what's holding up the measure.
Missouri's elected officials receive all kinds of gifts from lobbyists, ranging from a free meal to a trip abroad. In 2015, several lawmakers from both parties went to Israel on someone else's dime. And between 2007 and 2014, they ate nearly $67,000 worth of free barbecue. More likely, House and Senate members are gifted tickets to concerts and sporting events, from Beyoncé's show at the Edward Jones Dome last fall, to game three of the 2013 World Series.
Alan Craig rips one into left. Molina will turn and go to third.
The legislature did pass a wide-ranging ethics reform bill 7 years ago that was later struck down by the Missouri Supreme Court, but it did not include a lobbyist gift ban. The proposed ban didn't become a priority until 2 years ago, after former Speaker John Deal resigned in the wake of a sexting scandal. His successor, Todd Richardson, said Jefferson City needed to be cleaned up, and he included banning gifts as part of the solution. Last year, Senate Republicans failed to follow their House counterparts' footsteps in passing a ban, largely because some thought the definition of a gift was too broadly written, as illustrated during floor debate featuring Republican Dave Schatz of Franklin County and Democrat Kiki Curls of Kansas City.
Has anybody ever, seen there's leftover pizza and had a piece of it? Would I know if there was a box of pizza and I came by your office and a lobbyist paid for that pizza and I walked by and I picked up the pizza and ate it, all of a sudden, now I'm guilty of violating the thing that we've banned everybody from partaking in?
I agree with you. I think we need to have time to think about this.
Republican Representative Justin Alferman of Herman sponsored the 2016 bill and this year's measure. He says the real problem is that lawmakers have grown accustomed to getting free stuff.
In Jeff City, public servants come down here and get into the mindset of, well, this is just how it is, and don't even question the motives or the reasoning behind it. And that's a problem whenever we get complacent in that type of a situation.
Senate leaders, meanwhile, are downplaying the nearly two-month-long delay in moving the bills forward. President Pro Tem Ron Richards says it's just that other bills were more important, like Right to Work, which was passed by both chambers and signed by Greitens within a month of his taking office.
Looking at our calendar with some of these reforms, they've kind of allowed the majority leader to go to some labor and some tort reforms. We think that's important, but I suspect we'll be getting back to that ethics legislation at some point if we can find some kind of a common ground, sure.
And there's a couple of potential wrinkles. Greitens issued an executive order on his first day in office banning employees of the executive branch from accepting gifts from lobbyists. And more recently, he created a new nonprofit corporation called A New Missouri to advocate for his policy agendas. Because it's a nonprofit, donors can give as much money to it as they want and remain anonymous. Some lawmakers have decided to push back against Greitens by targeting the proposed lobbyist gift ban, even though the two are technically unrelated. Democratic Senator Jill Shoup of St. Louis County wants to add language to the bill that would require full disclosure of donors' names and contributions to the governor's new nonprofit.
When we have so much dark money at the executive office level still out there, I think that we need to focus and keep bringing attention to that.
It's unlikely that Republican leaders will be okay with Democrats' wishes, and those efforts could eat up time during the final weeks of the 2017 session. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin. St. Louis Public Radio.